Poughkeepsie-based Scenic Hudson, with the support of the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, conducted the study, entitled Securing Fresh Local Food for New York City and the Hudson Valley, a food shed conservation plan for the region.
There are a lot of aspects to creating a sustainable regional food system, but what we really know is that we can't be assured of that, of having that land and having that food, unless the most fundamental piece, the region's farmland, is secure.
Steve Rosenberg is executive director of the Scenic Hudson Land Trust.
Before creating this study, nobody really had the basic data about how much farmland there is in the region that serves New York City and the Hudson Valley. Where is it specifically located? How many farms are there? What strategy might someone use to try to conserve it over time? And how much will it cost?
And according to the study, 5,387 farms are located within the 11-county Hudson Valley region, with only 11% having been conserved.
And the study shows that there's about 650,000 acres of important farmland within this area in the 11-county region. So we're not talking about a handful of pick-your-own orchards. We're talking about a much more substantial agricultural land base.
Food Shed identifies 815 farms totaling slightly more than 212,000 acres as highest priority for conservation, plus 1,970 farms totaling more than 263,000 acres as high priority. Richard McCarthy is executive director of Slow Food USA, a global grassroots movement which links good, clean, and fair food with a commitment to community and the environment.
Well, I think our region is perhaps the most robust regional food economy that has both benefited urban and rural. And yet the pressures of urban upon rural make it increasingly important that we begin to quantify the value of rural investment for conserving land, for making farms profitable so that they can remain productive farms.
Slow Food USA is based in Brooklyn.
And I would also think that other almost city-state economies, other regional economies will be looking on very, very intently to see whether this kind of method can be applied to their regions.
McCarthy says he is keen to share the study and its methodology with the 200 local Slow Food USA chapters across the U.S. that are embedded in regional food communities. Scenic Hudson's Rosenberg says the study has a number of target audiences.
One of the most important, of course, is the general public. Understanding the concept of the farmland collectively in the region as our food shed, just the way people think about a watershed and a region's water supply, is perhaps the most important in many ways. In addition, and more specifically, with the goal in mind of taking tangible steps to conserve the food shed over time, public policymakers, the philanthropic community, and impact investors who are interested in investing in farmland while also conserving it for the long term are really important audiences for this study.
He says as far as policy, the state has a tremendous opportunity to play a catalytic role for farmland conservation, a role that can also play out on local and federal levels. Slow Food USA's McCarthy says juxtaposing a study like Food Shed with the recent debate over the five-year federal farm bill, which was defeated in the U.S. House last week, may underscore a sea change in local farm and food initiatives gaining more ground.
The Scenic Hudson's Food Shed study is such a refreshing antidote to that national divisiveness because it sheds light on how beneath the shadow of the industrial food system, local food communities, producers, consumers, local councilors are reclaiming control over our food economy and our food system.
Scenic Hudson's Food Shed study, meanwhile, hopes to highlight that farmland protection is about achieving a triple bottom line, social, environmental, and economic objectives. There is a link to the Food Shed study at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.